Well, there will be a lot of fallout from this decision that we anticipated coming, and it was supposed to be made before the election. They kicked the can down the road now here to the very first of the new year, Paul.
And as you pointed out earlier, Larry, this is far from over. There's a likely legal challenge on the behalf of both U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel legally going to court on this thing. There may be another attempt to convince the incoming administration why they should approve a deal or not. And then the next question, really even bigger than that, is if this thing doesn't go through, now what?
What happens to our people? What happens to all those jobs in the Mon Valley?
What happens to our economy?
What happens to passing on an opportunity to bring the headquarters back to Pittsburgh?
Well, actually, that's the headquarters that you're talking about. I think that's the Nippon Steel operation down in Houston. That's where they're saying they'll move their headquarters up here.
Right, which would be U.S. Steel, the head of, you know, the combination. And so the reasoning, which I know you'll get into detail, but
it's an interesting statement that that he's making here. And the rationale is basically this. We need a strong domestically owned and operated steel industry. Steel powers the country, from the auto industry to the defense industrial base, and without domestic production and domestic workers, the nation is less strong and less secure. Now, if that leads to the closure of the Mon Valley works and the loss of the U.S. Steel headquarters in Pittsburgh, how does that make American steelmaking stronger? I don't understand that.
Man, it's frustrating.
Unless there are developments that we're unaware of, things that are going on behind the scenes that would change this picture entirely. Maybe there's another suitor for U.S. Steel we don't know about yet. I doubt it, because we're not hearing anything but a full court press in advertising from U.S. Steel about let's bring this thing home, and it's gone for naught.
Well, that said, there's going to be a lot of reaction, obviously, to this, because it has a direct impact on, you know, this region in a very, very significant way. So we will get reaction to that story. We anticipated it coming, as you pointed out, but also it's not over. I have a feeling that if they'll find a way maybe to rework the deal so that everybody wins.
Maybe there is a back door on this, that, like what you're suggesting. Maybe after the inauguration, people get together and say, okay, what do we have to do here? Perhaps it's creating another entity that's a U.S. entity, which Nippon Steel is a major investor in.
Why don't they view it as a partnership?
Right.
Instead of a takeover.
Bingo. That's what I'm trying to say. In other words, U.S. Steel remains in control of the company, and then Nippon Steel becomes like a 49% shareholder, and they're going to bring to the table what's needed to get U.S. Steel's facilities here up to date, thereby preserving the jobs and keeping Pittsburgh's place in the U.S. as the steel city.
Yeah, and I just keep going back to Donald Trump sending out that post that Elon Musk reposted about welcoming, you know, foreign investment and really opening the doors to do that.
And the example would be $100 billion in investing in the United States from a Japanese company called SoftBank over a period of 4 years. And it's a tech investment with an emphasis on artificial intelligence. The announcement was made by the SoftBank leader and Donald Trump.
And do you remember what happened during the announcement?
Boy, that was a shock, wasn't it?
So this gentleman is up there, and Donald Trump's very tall, right? So this gentleman came up to his shoulders, and he's out there, and Donald Trump says, $100 billion. He goes, let's make it $200 billion.
The art of the deal, Larry.
and the guys, this is a live press conference, right? And the guy's kind of smiling, going, oh,
I mean, how do you handle that? I mean, talk about the ultimate hot potato.
Yeah, so we will continue to get reaction, but now it's official. Pretty much anticipated that this would happen. And remember, they pushed it beyond the election. And Josh Shapiro, I wonder what our governor has to say about
this. I'd like
to
hear that. And I would also say that the other thing that did surprise me during this entire proposal, the negotiations and the back and forth on it, is the United Steelworkers, from the very beginning when this thing was first announced to just yesterday, the most hostile responses to every offer made by Nippon Steel. And I'd like to know why that it's that way. Is it just union rhetoric, or are these people at Nippon Steel really awful people hiding behind some, you know? I'd like to know what's the rationale here.
Well, part of what I heard from people who worked for U.S. Steel in the past said that Nippon was, they considered predatory. They were funded in part by the country, Japan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they dumped steel at a cheaper prices over the years in the past. But when I talked to Hirohito Mori, the vice chair of Nippon, about it, he said, they're in a different place. I said, well, why is this so important to you and to Nippon Steel? Because he said, because of the demand, we think the production in the United States could meet the worldwide demand.
And there's also another side of that coin. Nippon Steel has grown as big as it can get in Japan, from what I've been reading. So if they're going to grow, they need to expand internationally.
Gotcha.
And if you're looking at a company that has potential for growth, how much growth could you see happening at the Mon Valley Works, where they're running outdated steelmaking operations? You bring those up to speed, and your efficiency goes up, you're producing more steel.
And keep in mind, U.S. Steel passed on investing in the Mon Valley here.
They had said at one point they were going to drop $1.5 billion in investments, and all of a sudden it dried up one day. And I think that one of their complaints was, in pulling that back, one of their complaints was is the regulation by the Allegheny County Health Department, the continual back and forth with the environmental groups and the health department, fines and...
Right. They just said, you know what, we'll just leave.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see where they go next. And for those that didn't want the deal to happen, are you happy? We'll see.